I'm going to break down AI agents into three simple levels to help you better understand what they are. Now, level one, this is something we're already familiar with and something that's been going on maybe the past year or so, and that's AI automation. So this is using automation tools like Make or Zapier in combination with AI and LLMs. Basically, we can take procedures and use the assistance of AI like ChatGPT or Claude to help execute certain steps within an operation that normally a human would handle. And ChatGPT and OpenAI actually created something very similar to this recently called ChatGPT Task, where you can schedule a time to run a specific prompt within ChatGPT. So it doesn't require any manual execution. It happens automatically. Next is level two, and this is going to be multi-automation usage. And I think this is kind of where we are at currently with AI agents. An example application with this is Relevance AI. It's actually a no-code tool that allows you to create AI automations along with AI agents. And essentially what you can do is you can create these agents that can execute multiple AI automations on its own. So the agent can determine what automation it wants to use to achieve the goal that it was provided. And if you want to see examples of this, I have a few videos on my channel, so you can head over to my profile to check them out. But essentially one of the big important things here is the AI is going to have tool access. So the AI will be able to connect to your tools and be able to choose and determine what tools it needs to use. This could be things like email and other third-party tools, but essentially you provide it access and the AI has the decision-making of what to do with it. And finally, we have level three, and I think this is where full agentic AI is. So full agentic capabilities where the AI itself can plan its own goals, it's self-directed in its decision-making, and it's proactive in identifying opportunities and risks. This is going to include recursive self-improvement. It's going to be able to analyze data, improve its own decision-making, learn from past decisions, and continuously refine itself as it goes on. And this is where also strategic reasoning happens. So with all of that combined, it's going to understand long-term goals and implications, balancing multiple objectives, and adapting to certain strategies based on changing context. So this is where full agentic AI comes in. Now, if we see things in this level three section, it could be this year, it could be a few years from now. I think currently we are in level two as we stand, but it's exciting to see where we're going and where we came from and how fast we've gotten there.